Lively Stones Meditations for Resurrection Sunday, the 17th of April, 2022. The Easter Story in Mark's Gospel. Part 3. You will see him as he said to you. Reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 7. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." Very early in the morning is a powerful symbol of the light appearing above the horizon, or darkness vanquished. A new day is dawning. And what light brings is sight to the blind, an awakening of perception, understanding of something not previously understood. It is positive, crushing negative, vibrant new life replacing dusty decay. It is resurrection. The sun had risen, and the sun is risen. That is the Easter message. The first day of the week is the eighth day, and eight represents a new beginning. Seven is a number for completion and wholeness, so where do you go from "it is finished"? You start afresh, with a new week. Everything here, right down to the detail, points to the conclusion that the impossible has happened. Such things stretch our credulity, but in the Spirit, our hearts leap. And then comes the message from a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side. And the three women were alarmed, just as we would be. So many unanswered questions. This is more than unexpected, even to those who had witnessed Jesus' miracles. Hope had gone and all was lost, but now revelation of the truth was awakening as the young man spoke. "He is going before you. You will see him as he said to you." Nothing is as it was. All things are now made new. Meditate on these things. Mark 16, verses 9 to 11. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. And finally, a holy command. Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your soul. Our Lord has told us how love to him is to manifest itself. "Lovest thou me? Feed my sheep." Identify yourself with my interests in other people, not identify me with your interests in other people. The character of this love is the love of God expressing itself, from called to God.